glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning. Glad to welcome visitors and guests we have with us. We're glad you're here and hope that you'll come back and join us again. A couple of announcements for you is please notice in your Go and Serve the announcement about your invitation to the special baptism this week on Thursday. You're invited to come. Paul and Holly May are adopting Jackson and want to have him baptized. In fact, it was kind of special and touching when they called me. They expect the adoption to be done, and they want to stop by here and have him baptized on the way home. Isn't that pretty cool? Yeah. And you're invited to come and be part of that. That is on Thursday at 2 o'clock. And in case you don't know Paul and Holly, that's Paul and Holly. Holly is Erla's child, so this would be Erla's grandchild that's coming. So anyway, that's Thursday at 2 o'clock. Information is in your Go and Serve. You'll also find in your Go and Serve an announcement about an arts camp in Allendale. And there's information on the table out in the narthex about that. Allendale is one of the poorest counties in our nation, and this particular camp is to enrich the children there. It's a new initiative of the Synod done real quickly, so we didn't have much notice about this, but there's information out there, and if you would like to support this camp, there's information in the Go and Serve about how to do that. Sarah. Sarah's back, y'all. Oh, good.
We are back. We got in last night around 12:30, and it was an incredible experience. Pastor Gary asked me to say a little bit about what I posted on Facebook. And it would be very helpful if you didn't ask any of the youth or adults who went, "How was it?" That question implies a one-word response in which this trip cannot be summed up.
It's good enough.
Okay, good enough. But we would love to have you with us and hear about the rest of it as well. And thank you, thank you, thank you. You started off the week with a bang with an overwhelming response to our Sydney service. People kept coming in and the narthex was full. And it was unbelievable how many people were here. And that meant so much to especially the 3 year-olds. And I know it meant a lot to our 14 youth who were going as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
you, Sarah. Well, this actually is a question of substance. So how do people go about signing up for the shareholders dinner? People have been asking me that. That made sense. I'll be watching you during the sermon. Let us prepare for our worship.
Absolutely. It seems like we live in a world with an enormous amount of pain and suffering.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, abounding in steadfast love toward us, healing the sick and raising the dead, showering us with every good gift.
Amen.
Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God, confessing our sin. Just and gracious God, we come to you for healing and life. Our sins hurt others and diminish us. We confess them to you. Our lives bear the scars of sin. We bring these also to you. Show us your mercy, O God. Bind up our wounds, forgive us our sins, and free us to love for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. The Apostle Paul assures us, when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ, nailing the record of our sins to the cross. Jesus says to you, your sins are forgiven. Be at peace and tell everyone how much God has done for you. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. This holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
And ever-living God, you are always more ready to hear than we are to pray, and you gladly give more than we either desire or deserve. Pour upon us your abundant mercy. Forgive us those things that weigh on our conscience, and give us those good things that come only through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
much to me. And then I realized they really haven't actually been lost the whole time. I had just misplaced them, and they weren't really lost, I found them. And that reminds me of today, when we hear about Jesus. It says, "Seek, and ye shall find." You know, a lot of times we go through life, and we know, because you always hear the song, "Jesus loves me," and we know Jesus loves us. But sometimes, have you ever just not thought too much about that Jesus loves us? You just might go be doodling around, and you just kind of don't think about it. Have you ever realized that? Because some days you just get busy, and you might not stop and say, "Jesus loves me. He's always here. He's never misplaced. We don't have to worry about where he is. He knows where we are." But sometimes in our thoughts and our actions, we're lost from him. We don't think about him. Well, today, I want us to remember that Jesus is always here with us. So we should always be here for him, don't you think? There's a song, one of my favorite songs, that says, "Here I am, Lord. It is my Lord." I think that's so important, because as good as Jesus is to us, he loves us and he cares for us. And if there's scary things happening, we know that he's still got his arms around us just as close and tight, and he doesn't ever, ever lose us. He doesn't ever even misplace us. We're the ones that have to seek him, don't we? And that can be through prayer. That can be through what we do to help other people. So today I need a little card. It's got a heart to remind you how much Jesus loves you. And it says, "Here I am, Lord." And I want you to put that somewhere, maybe on your dress or somewhere that you'll see it, to help you be reminded that all we have to do is reach out to Jesus. He loves us no matter what. And he is never far from us. We might forget about him from time to time. We don't quit loving him. But we might get busy and forget about that he's here with us. He never forgets about us. Okay? And before we close with a prayer, we have the grocery cart today. Would you like to help us? Meet us in the back and help get groceries. That would be great. Okay. Well, let's close with a prayer real quick. Okay? Would you like to say a prayer? Okay. Sometimes Lily Grace does. Okay. We'll close with a prayer. Father, thank you for always being here for us, no matter how bad things get, no matter how joyful and exciting they get, and sometimes we lose track of you, but thank you so much for never, ever losing track of us. Thank you, and help us remember we are also here for you, Lord, to spread the word and to do the things to make other people know of your incredible, unselfish love. We ask in your name. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Genesis. And the Lord said, "How great is the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah, and how very grave their sin. I must go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me, and if not, I will know." So the men turned from there and went towards Sodom, while Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham came near and said, "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose that there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not forgive it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just?" And the Lord said, "If I find at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I will forgive the whole place for their sake." Abraham answered, "Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. Suppose 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you destroy the whole city for the lack of 5? And he said, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." Again he spoke to him, "Suppose 40 are found there," he answered. "For the sake of 40, I will not do it." Then he said, "Oh, do not let the Lord be angry if I speak. Suppose 30 are found there." He answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." He said, "Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it." Then he said, "Oh, do not let the Lord be angry if I speak just once more. Suppose 10 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." The word of the Lord. Second lesson is a reading from Colossians. As you therefore have received Jesus Christ the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness in him, who is the head of every ruler and authority. In him also you are circumcised with a spiritual circumcision, by putting off the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ. When you were buried with him in baptism, you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive together with him when he forgave us all our trespasses, erasing the record that stood against us with its legal demands. He set this aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in it. Therefore, do not let anyone condemn you in the matters of food and drink or of observing festivals, new moons, or Sabbaths. These are only a shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Do not let anyone disqualify you, insisting on self-abasement and worship of angels, dwelling on visions, puffed up without cause by a human way of thinking, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows with a growth that is from God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The bullets were whizzing overhead. Enemy mortar blasts echoed all around. The roar of heavy tank engines filled the air, and the soldiers all cowered in their foxhole. And then suddenly, a figure tumbled in a shower of dirt. When he righted himself, the others saw that he was a chaplain. "Oh, thank goodness," one of the soldiers said, holding up a small silver cross. "How do you work this thing?" Well, that's probably a question we've all asked ourselves from time to time. Only our focus was not necessarily on a cross, but on prayer. How do you work this thing, we ask, as our prayers don't seem to get answered the way we want them to? How do you work this thing, we ask, as we wonder if there's anybody up there to hear our cries? How do you work this thing, we ask, hoping for help in our desperate lives? Luther knew the importance of prayer, and he found great comfort in going to God with his concerns. And the Lord's Prayer was something that Luther prayed often, and he encouraged other believers to do the same. He called the prayer an acceptance of mercy, for he understood the prayer to talk often about God's mercy and grace for us. I want to begin something a little unusual this morning. I want us to look at the Lord's Prayer together, but I want us to look at it deeply, not just with a cursory glance. There's so much in this prayer that we often just race by, and I think taking our time might be a helpful thing for many of us. And so I'm going to start this sermon today, and it will continue actually for the next couple of weeks. Each week we'll look at some of the prayer together. By 1529, Luther was appalled by the lack of learning among the clergy he encountered. So believing that the best Christian education should happen in the home, he created the Small Catechism, which was a series of questions and answers that anyone could understand, which spelled out the basics of the faith. Part of that catechism was the Lord's Prayer. And maybe you've never realized it, but the Small Catechism has been included in our red ELW hymnals. So if you'll grab a hymnal quickly and turn to, get this, page 1163, way in the back. 1163.
Now I'm looking. Yes, that's the right page. But if you go to that page, you'll find the part about the Lord's Prayer. And here's how I'd like to do this. I'm going to read the title for each section, and then we'll all read together the part of the prayer. I'll ask the questions, and then we'll all read the explanation together. Okay? The Lord's Prayer, introduction. Our Father in heaven, what is this, or what does this mean? With these words, God wants to attract us so that we come to believe He is truly our Father and we are truly His children, in order that we may ask Him boldly with complete confidence, just as loving children ask their loving Father. Thank you. Some people say that if we were truly praying this prayer, the simple Our Father would be enough to pray. To say Our Father implies so much. It says that God isn't mine. God is ours. We're part of God's family, and all of us together are God's children and belong to God. Now that's a message that's particularly relevant in today's world, where fear and suspicion seem to be growing among us and there are acts of terrorism and violence every week. We belong to God, all of us. We are brothers and sisters united in God's love for us. And when we say Our Father, part of our prayer has to be a cry for unity. A cry that we will begin to treat one another with a love that God calls us to have. Nowhere in the prayer do you find the words I or me. It's always our and us. I think that first word of the prayer is so important, and we so seldom give it a thought. But the truth is that if we did, if we really understood all the implications and ramifications of the word our in the prayer, then our lives would change and the way we relate to others would change. The second word seems just as important too, Father. To call God our Father isn't to say that God is masculine, no. It means that God cares for us the way a loving parent would care for his or her child. God watches over us, protects us, cares for us, provides for us, and loves us. As Luther says, because of that, we can come to God with boldness, knowing that God wants what is good for us, just as a parent wants what is good for their child. What I'm talking about here is trust. We can trust God, our Father. With all we are, all we have, and all we hope for, we believe. No, we know that we are in God's hands, and His hands are hands of love and care. It's not up to us. We are free to let go and trust because God is our Father. Okay, I know our time for today is just about up, or you're going to get up and leave. But please know that next week I do plan to cover a bit more than just two words. But these two words are so important to our approach to the rest of this prayer, to prayer itself, and even to living the Christian life. We're in this all together as we trust in God in everything. After watching a program about bears on the Animal Channel, a six-year-old boy named Trevor had a scary dream. Mommy, he said, I was being chased through the woods by a big, mean bear. Then he had an interesting question. Mommy, was I the predator or the prey? To which his mother responded, Honey, you were the prey. That's right, he said excitedly.
because there would be a lot of people praying for me, wouldn't there?
Indeed. We pray for one another because God is our Father. We trust God's care because God is our Father. That's how this thing works. Amen.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. living Lord. We are hungry for you. Fill us with your bread. Give us zeal for living your way. Feed us with faith that draws us closer to you. Lead us in lives eager to tell of your love so that all might come to know you. Lord, in your mercy, merciful God, we thank you today for the gift of prayer. In our prayers, we draw close to you and feel you near to us. In our prayers, we lean on you for strength and comfort. In our prayers, we trust in you and offer you our heartfelt praise. Keep us in prayer always, O Lord. Call us in everything to turn to you. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate Lord, comfort those struggling with any illness or difficulty, that they may know your healing presence. In your love, bless all in need, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you are our ground, our source, our hope, our all. Give to us now and every day the assurance that nothing can ever separate us from your love. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
God of mercy and grace,
the eyes of all wait upon you, and you open your hand in blessing.
Fill us with good things at your table, that we may come to the help of all in need.
Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
He was betrayed. Our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks,
broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me."
And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me."
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, as a mother comforts her child, so you comfort your people, carrying us in your arms and satisfying us with this food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Send us now as your disciples, announcing peace and proclaiming that the reign of God has come near. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. a sweet little girl.
Thank you.